Motorhead Radio on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM with Jimmy Purdy is brought to you by Shifting Gears in Paso Robles, 1621 North River Road. Shifting Gears has you covered from your weekend cruiser to your daily commuter. And now let's join Jimmy Purdy on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM, and KPRL.com.
Good morning. Welcome in. Thanks for tuning in. Always a pleasure to be here. Hopefully it's a pleasure having me. Anyway, this is Gearhead Radio. Phone lines are open, 805-238-5775. You can text too. Can you believe that? 805-238-5775. Same phone number. Different communication method. So if you don't want to call and ask a question, you can always text, and I'll read it right here on this screen I got in front of me. Some fancy stuff going on around here. Technology is just blowing our minds here at KPRL today. So text in if you have a question, or just call. That's fine. You know, I brought this up the last time I brought up the text line, but it's always worth bringing it up. At the shop, we have the same, you know, style of improvements that we've made over the years, and it gets to the point sometimes where it feels like you can't call and talk to somebody. You know, we had a lot of spam calls at one time, and so we pushed a lot to get into the text communication, and we had the call forwarding where you call, you got to push a button, you know, hit a number to get, and you just don't realize when you're the one that set it up what a pain in the butt it is to deal with that, right? Until you call someone, and then you got to press 1 to do this, and then you got to press 2 to do that, and then you got to, and he's like, you know what, I'm just going to call somebody else. It's kind of frustrating, right? It's like the prompts and all that. But it makes sense, especially when you get a spam call, and we've all gotten that, right? Especially around the holiday season right now. Check your credit card balances too, because Amazon is just getting blown up right now with fraudulent charges, like the $8 and $10 ones, the ones that you kind of miss. So I know it's kind of off topic, but on what I'm talking about here with technology, it can be a great thing, but it also can be, you know, kind of a pain. So yeah, texting and emails and calls and all that, it's great. It's got its place, but you got to be careful with the kind of stuff, you know. It's nice to be able to call and just talk to somebody. So if that's the case, I'm here for the next hour. If you got something going on with your vehicle, question about the industry, I can do my best to answer it. I don't know if I'm going to be right or not, but I usually am. Give me a call, 805-238-5775. If you're just tuning in for the first time, my name is Jimmy Purdy. I'm an ASE Certified Master Technician with just about 2 decades in the industry. So I'm just now barely figuring out what I'm doing. So that's good for you for the next hour if you wanted to call in and ask a question. Let's see. Let's talk about some weather because we have some rain in the forecast that you should be aware of. Awesome day today. Highs in the 72, lows in 37. Tomorrow, getting a little cloudy in the morning, but the high is going to be a 70. The low is around 37. So we're not getting those freezing temps in the morning, which is kind of nice if you're an early riser. Monday, 68, 69 Tuesday, 70 on Wednesday. And we're trending that way till Saturday when the clouds roll in, and Sunday and Monday of next week. We have some showers coming in, and that should pull us into our holiday week. Christmas is right around the corner. Hopefully you got all your shopping done. If not, what a great present is the present of vehicle maintenance, right? Just making come down and get a gift card from us and for an oil change or something. That's really fun, isn't it? Hey, it can be though, right? It's like as you get older, you appreciate the socks and the underwear. Well, maybe you should give the gift of vehicle maintenance. That's always fun too. Yeah, we have some rain in the forecast, so be prepared for that. All right, what do we have? No events that I know of other than the one tonight out at Critter Creek. I don't know if it's necessarily automotive related, but you got to drive to get there, so I'd call that automotive related. That's what I tell my tax professional anyway, right? Is that a write-off? Well, I had to drive to get there, so that technically is, right? But yeah, Critter Creek Ranch. Let's see. This is at 3897 La Ponza Road, and it's free. I don't know if the hot chocolate and hot apple cider is free. I guess as long as it is there. supposed to have some chili going on. I don't know if that's free at all, but, you know, you got to spend money at some point. So don't go out there expecting everything's free. At least you get to walk out there and check out the lights. And it's quite a display they put on, too. So looking for something to do today? That starts at 5 o'clock this evening. Way out in La Ponza Road. I say way out in La Ponza Road, but if you grew up around here, it's not that far. It seems far when you're driving that out on 41, and then you hit La Ponza, and you got to keep driving. Just because there's not a lot of stuff around you, right? And so it just seems like a really long distance, but that's like the best part about this area, about the North County. And there's some nice roads out in South County, too, but North County is all the roads you get to go driving on, right? Just a Sunday cruise. Everyone's got ranches with horses, and it's not much more than a few minutes just outside of the city, in quotes, right, that we get to see this kind of stuff. So if nothing else, man, the weather is perfect to jump on the bike, maybe get the old car out, get some fresh gas running through it. Vehicles don't like to sit. The more you drive them, the better, the more they break down, but the more they sit, the more they break down. So you're not going to win there. But I've definitely come to find that there's a sweet spot, and the more you can get out there and get some gas running through it, it's better for it. So go take a drive. Speaking of driving, I do have some news reports here from Rivian on AI and self-driving, something we haven't talked about in a long time, so I think it's good to bring it back up. So what's going on with Rivian? It's betting big on its own technology. We're just talking about technology, so this fits right in. The California-based automaker just revealed details about its next-generation automated driving platform, which will debut on the forthcoming Rivian R2. While the launch edition will lack the new LiDAR sensors that's critical for the level 4 autonomous driving, Rivian says that it will include the hardware on the models that follow. That batch of LiDAR-equipped R2s will be able to receive over-the-air updates that will eventually enable hands-free, eyes-off driving. Rivian currently sources chips from NVIDIA, but its future vehicles, such as the R2, will use the new proprietary chips with silicone developed in-house to help reduce costs. The first version of these chips is dubbed the Rivian Autonomy Processor, and two of these chips will power the brand's third-generation autonomous computer module, dubbed the ACM3. For the techie types, Rivian says the latter can perform 1,600 trillion, that's a lot of zeros, 1,600 trillion operations per second, and process 5 billion pixels of image data every second. That's just like, can't even fathom that. Can't even fathom like 1 trillion. How many numbers that is? I don't know if I'm going to kind of go off topic a little bit here, but if you've seen the videos online when it says, "Hey Siri, count to a billion," and it just won't. It won't do that. Try it. Try it on your smartphone and ask it, "Hey Siri, count to a billion." It's like, "Why?" Or you go in chat or go to use the OpenAI and ask it to actually count to a billion. Oh, my phone just went off right now. It says it won't do that. She heard me. It's an amazing amount of numbers. You talk about 1 trillion, that's a lot of, and then we're talking about 1,600 trillion operations per second. That's a crazy amount of tech in a vehicle. Remember, we're talking about a car that drives down the highway at 80 miles an hour. It's you need that stuff, but to have that much technology built into a vehicle, we're definitely not just working on planes, trains, and automobiles anymore. These are processing centers that are heading down the highway. Crazy. Back to the article here. So, while that's a lot of jargon of this, it sounds like a massive computing power. While it's necessary for that level of autonomy, meanwhile, the RAPI is a 5nm processor that combines memory and processing into a single multi-chip module and is controlled by Rivian's new AI software. When combined with a new suite of enhanced equipment, including 11 cameras, 5 radar sensors, and the aforementioned LiDAR sensor, the Rivian CEO and the new hardware will allow level 4 autonomous driving, essentially making the R2 the future models a driverless taxi in most situations, as long as all conditions are met. Rivian also discussed the new autonomy software, which will cost $49.99 per month or a one-time fee of $2,500, but it'll allow owners to access expanding self-driving capability via over-the-air updates, including point-to-point navigation. During its inaugural AI and Autonomy Day, the automaker also discussed its new Rivian Unified Intelligence. The AI interface will be available on all Rivian models early next year. It includes a voice assistant designed to provide lifelike conversations, as well as a myriad of other features that let users control and monitor their vehicles with their voice. The RUI will also be useful for technicians to diagnose vehicles, and it soon will reach the Rivian mobile app. Of course, all of this AI tech will migrate to the R2 when it enters production sometime next year. And Rivian says it will release more details as that date approaches. There's a lot to unpack there. I mean, you are driving around a smartphone that you can talk to. So not only is it going to drive you around, but it's going to counsel you as well. Therapy sessions while you sit in the back seat and your car takes you where you want to go. This is like right now, like next month. I said it says next year, but that's in 2 weeks, right? This is the 2026 model. It's crazy, right around the corner. I guess it makes it a little easier because it says you can diagnose itself. So maybe we're all going to be out of a job. I don't know. I got to take a break. I'll be right back.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
Central Coast Tractor Work, with decades of construction and earthwork experience. They are the go-to outfit for all your home, farm, and ranch excavation needs. They do site prep, excavation, grading, trenching, utility work, demolition. They even do brush removal and lots more. They handle it all, and no job is too small. Call them today and get your project moving. And by the way, they work weekends. Central Coast Tractor Work, 805-440-6361. John Stafford Construction and Pest Control, locally owned and operated for over 20 years. A combination of construction, whether it's new construction, remodel, and concrete work, along with pest control, including termites and bird control, and more. Get it done the right way and on time. John Stafford Construction and Pest Control, the one call that does it all. Give John a call, 466-8667.
Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
What should you look for when choosing an insurance agent? Experience is a key quality. A good agent responds promptly. It gives you clear explanations, letting you know exactly all the details of your policy. And a good agent has good listening skills, and a good agent takes the time to understand your unique situation. A good agent, like Kevin Hunt Insurance, 105 South Main Street in Templeton. Call 805-434-3276.
And welcome back. You are tuned in to Gearhead Radio. On AM 1230 KPRL, I'm your host, Jimmy Purdy, from Shifting Gears Auto Repair. We are located at 1621 North River Road in Paso Robles. You can swing on by, give us a call, check us out online at shiftinggears805.com. Always here to help. Happy to serve you next. Got a text here about a 2000 Ford F-150. See that? I checked the text messages. It's pretty good, huh? This is the RABS, which is the rear analog brake system. Now, in the early 2000s, the Fords came out with not just anti-lock brakes, but rear anti-lock brakes, which is a very unique system. Ford is very unique. That's a very nice way of me putting it. You know, when someone says you're unique, it's kind of like, wait a second, is that a good thing or is that not a good thing? It's like you have a very unique way of saying that. Huh. You can't really get upset about that, but also I see what you're saying. Okay. Anyway, so the 2004 F-150 rear anti-lock brakes, first few brake pumps. It acts like you have no brakes, but after four or five brake pumps, it's fine and acts like the brakes are stuck. Then it drives fine afterwards. So what I'm getting out of this is at first the pedal drops to the floor. You can pump the brake pedal a few times, kind of locks the pedal up. The brakes then are stuck. So then you can't move. And then it sounds like a little, maybe a short, maybe a minute after. Did we get that? I heard their emergency broadcast go on there. I don't know what part you missed, but I'll repeat myself anyway, because that interrupted me. That was very rude. Emergency broadcast. 2004 F-150 rear anti-lock brakes. First few brake pumps. Acts like you have no brakes, but pump it a couple times, the brakes start working. I'm not sure if that what happened there, if it's still going. So with the Fords, like I said, they're very unique in the way they design stuff, but the rear anti-lock brakes makes them very difficult to assess. So there's a few things we can go over when it comes to braking problems or the ability to not brake. You got to be able to stop. So fluid is always number one. We want to make sure we got good fluid in there. And that's one of the number one things we always like to start with as well. Good morning, you're on Gearhead Radio.
Yes, I was wondering, do you know the address of the Critter Creek Ranch?
I do. 3897 La Ponza Road.
La Ponza Road. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Uh-huh. Bye.
So the brakes, so brake fluid is very important. And, you know, that's one of the things I like to bring up as much as I can, because the brake fluid and coolant is just as important as oil changes, transmission fluid changes. It's a fluid that's very critical into the being able to stop, for one, and then also for safety. And then coolant is very important to make sure the engine lasts. And it's just as important as engine oil, especially in this day and age with all the plastic components that are on that engine. And I'm not going to go too far into that. With brake fluid, it's hygroscopic, which what that means is it absorbs water over time. It is a sealed system to an extent. There's a rubber seal cap on the reservoir. And if there's any air in the system at all, it's going to create a spongy pedal. Right, because air doesn't compress like hydraulic fluid does. So you don't want air in a hydraulic system. And that's what brakes are. It's a hydraulic pump. When you push your foot on the pedal, you're the pump that's creating pressure, that's collapsing the calipers or expanding the wheel cylinders to push the brake shoes out or to squeeze the brake pads onto the rotor. Right, so you're the mechanical force that's the hydraulic pump. So any air in the system is not going to work. Now, a brake booster is something that helps that. And whether it's a hydro booster where you're using the power steering pump to assist and pushing that pedal down, or it's a vacuum booster where you're using the engine vacuum on a diaphragm to help pull that pedal to help you assist when you hit the brake pedal. You notice when the vehicle's off, it's very hard to push the pedal down. When you start it, the pedal gets nice and soft. Well, not soft, but it's easier to push. So you just have some mechanical advantage to help with that pump so that you, as the mechanical pump, it makes so your leg doesn't get tired. Put it that way, right? So with air in the system, that's not what we want. over time, with when fluid, the brake fluid starts absorbing water, it starts putting moisture in the brake fluid. Now, that's an important thing to think about, because as you're pushing that pedal down, anytime you squeeze something on a molecular level, it starts creating heat. Right? And we know that. You start squeezing air, you start squeezing fluid, it creates a lot of friction because the molecules are getting bound very, very tightly, and they're trying to push apart. Right? A lot of molecular stuff going on there, but creates a lot of heat. Now, if you have fluid and water in there, that water is going to start boiling when it gets hot like that. Then you start getting air pockets. Good morning. You're on Gearhead Radio.
Good morning, Jimmy.
Hey.
I didn't understand. Do you know about the Vine Street Walk tonight?
The what's that?
The Vine Street Walk.
Yes, Vine Street. Yep.
Okay. You were talking about La Ponza, which is neat too. But the Vine Street Walk takes place tonight between 6 and 9. And they close off almost all of Vine Street.
That's right,
and
yes.
It's really a sight to see. And they have cider and all kinds of hot chocolate, hot cocoa, and all kinds of things they offer up.
That should be a good time as well. I appreciate that reminder.
Okay.
Thanks,
take
buddy.
Care.
Bye. Yeah, don't forget about the Christmas walk tonight, Vine Street. Brakes. We got to stop. So brake fluid has a high boiling point. And we've got into the different .3, .4, .5 brake fluids. And now there's a new .5.1, I believe. We're changing what brake fluid can do. Similar to when coolant started as just green glycol, and they've evolved over time to different, add different things to make them last longer. And as the brake systems start changing, we have, you know, they got to find different fluids that work better with now the materials of the calipers that have changed, the brake hoses that have changed, and all that kind of stuff. So, but also the amount that the brakes are used, as the fluid temp starts getting higher, we need to increase that boiling temp, right? So at 500 degrees, if that fluid gets to be 500 degrees, we don't want that fluid boiling. So that's why we want a higher boiling point. So you do different chemical compositions to ensure that that brake fluid can handle that higher temperature. Now, if you start, I guess the best word is cutting, right? If we start adding a little bit of water to that brake fluid, we start effectively lowering that boiling point of that fluid. So even though, say, you have a high 650 degree .4 brake fluid, if there's moisture in that system, even 1 or 2%, you've effectively lowered that boiling point from 650 down, right? I'm sure there's a math equation to that, but I'm not going to do all that. The point is, this is the water in the brake fluid lowers that boiling point, and that's not what we want. If you're going down the grade and you're holding the brake pedal all the way down, which you shouldn't be, you should know to click it down from overdrive into drive and let the transmission slow you down a little bit, so you're not having to hold your brake pedal the whole way down the grade. But say you're not comfortable doing that, or you don't know how to do that, and you're just using your brakes like everybody else on the planet. For one, the brake rotors are going to get very hot, so they're going to be susceptible to get warped, but all that heat then goes and transfers into the caliper, which then starts heating the fluid up. Also, the amount of pressure that caliper is under to hold those brake pad against the rotor, it starts getting hot, right? Because it creates a lot of pressure and you're holding the brake pedal down. And so there's a lot of pressure and stuff getting squeezed there, which is creating a lot of heat. So that's why we want the brake fluid to have a high boiling point. Now with water in there, lowers it down. As soon as that brake fluid starts to boil, it's what they call brake fade. You completely will lose brakes because you have a big air pocket that all of a sudden has been created in that system, and the pedal will just sink straight down to the bottom and you'll lose braking altogether. Now, I know I've gone completely, totally way off topic of what the guy texted in about, or whoever it was that texted about the 2000 F-150, but it's important to know brake fluid is the first place we're going to start. And a lot of the time, if the vehicle has not been properly maintained over the years, we're going to start with basic maintenance before we start looking into throwing parts at it, because we want to know the brake fluid is in good condition. Now, we test it for copper and moisture content. The important thing is copper, because as the fluid starts getting acidic, it starts pulling copper out of the brake line. So you want to get that out before it causes any more damage. Then also see how much moisture in there. And that's easy to tell just by looking at it. If the fluid is green, typically 99% of the time, that means that there's moisture in it. So we want to get that out and get that flushed before we start even thinking about replacing master cylinders or anti-lock brake systems or any of that kind of stuff. So I got to take a break. Get it? Because we're talking about brakes. Anyway, I'll be right back.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Angelo Bavaro. President Trump says the U.S. could begin land operations in Venezuela to combat drug trafficking.
It's not only land strikes on Venezuela, it's land strikes on horrible people that are bringing in drugs and killing our people.
The White House is facing questions about all this being an attempt to bring about a regime change in Venezuela and the legality of those strikes. President Trump revealing his top picks to replace Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
Mr. Trump telling the Wall Street Journal that he's focusing on former Fed Governor Kevin Warsh and National Economic Council Director Kevin Hassett. The president also revealing to the Journal that whoever succeeds Powell should consult with him about setting interest rate levels.
Fox's Chanley Painter. America is listening to Fox News.
Tonight from 6 to 9 p.m., it's the annual Vine Street Victorian Christmas Showcase. A present to the community from the Paso Robles Main Street Association, the City of Paso Robles, and Vine Street neighbors and businesses. Stroll down historic Vine Street between 8th and 21st Streets and see beautifully decorated homes, Scrooge, the Snow King and Queen, and Santa and Mrs. Claus. Vine Street Victorian Christmas Showcase. Tonight from 6 to 9 p.m.
Need inspiration for holiday gifts? Let the Blenders be your Santa's helper this season. From beautiful scarves, cozy sweaters, jackets, vests, lovely handbags, wallets, and fantastic accessories, gift certificates available too. Thank you for your support of our local businesses. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram for holiday hours. Merry Christmas and happy holidays from the Blenders, 538 12th Street, downtown Paso Robles.
Seniors Helping Seniors. We provide friendship, non-medical care, and a helping hand. We hire seniors to do this because, well, they don't use TikTok. They just understand each other better. We're fully licensed, bonded, and insured. Call me, Ron Torres, 805-369-2110, 369-2110, or go to seniorcareslo.com. That's seniorcareslo.com. Seniors Helping Seniors.
Hi, this is Chris from We Help You Legal. Legal documents should be simple and affordable. At We Help You Legal, there are no lawyers and no high costs. Just certified experts to assist you with living trusts, wills, divorce matters, corporations, and LLCs.
Hi, I'm Christina. We also offer notary services. You can find us online at wehelpyoulegal.com or call 805-237-7770.
We Help You Legal, your Central Coast legal document company.
We see you sitting there, daydreaming about a place where infinite horizons mean more freedom. Well, at Chumash Casino Resort, we're giving away over $500,000 in cash and prizes. Everything you need to find yourself elsewhere. Drawing Sundays in December. Need more details? Visit ChumashCasino.com. And hey, welcome to freedom. Must be present to win. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
And welcome back. You are tuned into Gearhead Radio on AM 1230 KPRL. I appreciate you being here. 9:30 on December 13th, 2025. The year is coming to a close. Time for your New Year's resolutions. You know, Before I get back into the saga about breaks here, it's always good to think about next year, earlier than later. You know, the resolution's fine and all, but man, if you can start the momentum now, it puts you in a much better place to be successful next year. Just a little word of advice. Don't wait. Start it now. Get it fixed now. Don't wait till after the holidays. Just get it done. Get it started. And then 2026 is already, you're already ahead of the curve. All right, so we're talking about brakes. 2000 Ford F-150, we got someone on the text line. If you want to text in something going on with your vehicle, feel free, 805-238-5775. Or you can call, whatever you want to do. We're talking about brakes and brake fluid, when they should be flushed. So every 2 to 3 years is a pretty good recommendation to have the brake fluid replaced. Really depends on how much you drive the vehicle, where it's parked, the relative humidity outside. That's a national average, 2 to 3 years. We're not as humid as Louisiana or Florida, right? So ours is going to be a little on the further end, right? Maybe like 4 to 5 years on average in California for flush and brake fluid, unless you're driving a lot. We do have the grade, which is puts a lot of heat into that fluid, which breaks it down. So two different things we're checking with brake fluid. It's hygroscopic. So hygroscopic. So that means it's going to absorb more moisture, but it's also, as the fluid breaks down over time, it becomes acidic and it starts breaking down the brake lines, and the brake lines are lined with copper. Copper starts getting into the brake fluid and it gets suspended in the brake fluid, and that's something we can test for. We test the copper content and we want to test the moisture content. Two different things in brake fluid. The biggest one that causes issues is the moisture in it. Again, it's going to create a spongy pedal, and it's something that happens slowly over time. Right, not something, unless someone's borrowing your car for a year and you get back into it, you'll notice the difference. But every day you drive it and every day the pedal gets just a little bit more spongy, and you don't really realize it because you compensate for it. So until you get it replaced, then you're, oh, wow, these brakes work way better now. So with this one here, one of the main concerns I see with the F-150s is that rear anti-lock brake. Call it a module for lack of better words, but it is like a manifold. It's mounted on the driver's side frame rail. It controls that rear anti-lock brake system. I've seen a lot of issues with it. The master cylinder is also just as likely. Now, the master cylinder, or primary cylinder, if we're being politically correct, it mounts on top in front of the brake booster, and that's where the fluid goes in. The reservoir is on top there, and in that cylinder underneath there with the two lines coming off. That's that primary or master brake cylinder. Now, when those seals start failing internally, when you push the brake pedal down, the fluid bypasses that seal, and that's why you feel the pedal drop. Now, you pump it up a couple times. That seal is kind of like a cup seal, so then it flares back out. It builds up enough pressure to actually get pressure actuated down to the wheels, and the brake pedal feels fine. Why it's getting stuck? You might have a caliper issue. Fords do have a lot of issues with their calipers and the bores, the actual brake calipers getting stuck, and they get kind of kicked sideways and they will bind up sometimes. Had a lot of brake caliper replacements on Fords, not just in the 2000s, but all the way up into 2016, 17, 18. You let those brake pads get too low. You know, there's a little tool we use and it's green, yellow, and red. And it basically measures how many millimeters is left on the brake pad. Once you get down to 3 millimeters and below, it's what they call the red zone. The red zone isn't, you should think about replacing it. The red zone is, it needs to be replaced now. The yellow is actually time to get them replaced. And the red is, now you've beyond the point of getting them replaced. I know you'd like to see brake pads get completely worn down so there's absolutely no material left on it and you're feeling really good about yourself, right? Oh, I used every bit of that brake pad material. Perfect. I got my money's worth. Well, I understand that, right? It's very satisfying when you replace it exactly when you need to replace it, right? Or even let the backing plate contact that rotor. Now you really know, because you're replacing the rotors anyway, okay, I got my money's worth. The brake caliper piston gets extended too far out in the bore, and that piston's got to get retracted back in to then make up the difference for the brake pads, because the brake pads are 8, 9, 10 millimeters. On both sides. So you have 20 millimeters of travel that piston needs to be retracted back into the caliper. And it doesn't always go in perfectly straight, especially when it's extended that far out. And that can damage the internal seal of the caliper. It can also damage it just because it's that far out. And now you have that much fluid in there that can get that much hotter, right? That's like sitting there and it's like a little pocket of fluid, because as the piston comes out, it gets displaced with the brake fluid. So there's a lot of damage that can occur when the brake pads get that low. Again, I don't mean to go off on a completely different tangent, but it's important, relevant information to what we're talking about here. So just because you see a little bit of pad material left on the brake pads doesn't mean that you still have life to go. You got to think about the rest of the system, the rest of the components in the system. And as we work from the caliper to the brake lines back up to the master cylinder, that internal seal, when it fails, that's going to be something that you've got to pump the pedal a couple times, and now you got brake pedal and it works. And then the next time you shut it off and let it sit for a little bit, it loses that pressure that's been built up because that seal has failed internally. And the next time you got to pump it up again. Now on these Fords, I've seen master cylinders get replaced 3, 4, 5, 6 times. And you just keep thinking, oh man, I must be getting a master cylinder that's bad, that's defective. And that happens. And that's what makes it really frustrating, because you can get these remanufactured brakes master cylinders or brake primary cylinders, and they're just not good out of the box. So then you try another one, you try another one, you try another one. It's the same problem over and over and over. And on these ones, I found that little rear anti-lock brake manifold that sits on the frame rail that controls the fluid going to the back wheels, because it's designed to bypass fluid internally as well, right? Under extreme braking conditions, or whenever, however that system is set up, when it starts noticing that it's in a skid, it's going to start relieving the pressure internally so that the wheels start moving just a little bit. Because if you've ever been in a panic situation and your brake's locked up, you've noticed the pedal kind of drops, right? It does this weird humming and it drops to the floor, and then you gain control and everything's good. On older vehicles that don't have anti-lock brake, now we're talking to the old school people here, you have to take your foot off the pedal and then push it again, which seems pretty counterintuitive, right? When you're skidding sideways, the last thing you want to do is take your foot off the brake pedal and then reapply it. But that's the first thing you actually need to do to regain traction of the vehicle. And a lot of you probably nodding your heads right now, right? You've been there before. If you hold your brake down and the tires keep sliding, you'll keep sliding. But if you can get them to roll again and then hit the brake pedal again, you will gain a little bit of traction. And so that's what the anti-lock brake module is doing. It's pulsing those brakes, and so that the wheel will start turning just a little bit at a time, so it doesn't just sit there and slide. So with the rear ones, you can imagine if you have a little manifold there that's designed under braking situations to relieve pressure, to bypass internally the rear brakes, if it's defective, it's the exact same problem you're going to feel with an internally failing primary master cylinder. I hope that makes sense. I hope you followed along with that one. Now, the one thing I've noticed when they do fail, it's usually on the bottom end of the pedal. So it'll feel good at the top, and you kind of push through that, and all of a sudden it'll kind of sink at the bottom. But the top actually feels pretty solid because it's only the rear. So as soon as you get the front brakes held down and you get just past that first part of the brake, front brakes, then the rears it'll drop to the ground. So it's kind of a feel thing. I've been through these before, so I kind of got a pretty good idea of what it feels like, but it's not an everyday occurrence that I see with them. It's just been a few that have really bitten me in the butt. And the only way to get those is from an auto wreckers. So you got to go find a used one, because they don't make them anymore. I've also heard about guys just bypassing them, get rid of them, just put a hard brake line in the way and just remove it, because the system is not very effective anyway. So that's also an option too. So, but anyway, it's a lot of different options that could be going on there. We want to start with brake fluid and then possibly master cylinder itself. And then we can dive a little deeper into like the inner workings of the ABS system. But good question. Thanks for texting that in. If you have a question about your vehicle, text lines are open, 805-238-5775. All right, back to the brake fluid. So yeah, every 2 to 3 years, every 30 to 45,000 miles, kind of general rule of thumb for brake fluid. I also like to talk about coolant a lot. Coolant is very important. But speaking of this, I actually have an article on the Ford for a recall for kind of the same scenario, but this is 2025. So we'll get into this here. So the Ford Motor Company is recalling a small number of the 2025 models for electronic brake booster modules that go bananas while driving or when utilizing advanced driver assistance features. Ford says this the suspect modules could enter a fault state. After the unexpected loss of boost, the module has to complete a sleep cycle before the power brake assist becomes operational again. The second largest automaker of Detroit's Big Three blames a design flaw in the integrated circuit manufacturing process. In the case of a sudden loss of boosted hydraulic assist for the front brakes, the electric park brakes will activate to provide supplemental braking to the rear wheels. Many telltales will illuminate during such an event, along with informational messages that will be cyclically displayed in the instrument cluster. Bosch is the supplier of the suspect electric brake boosters, which are fitted with a variety of Ranger, Bronco, Expedition, Navigator, and F-150 vehicles. The population comprises 679 vehicles in the United States market, with production dates ranging from November 12, 2024 through November 17, 2025. The supplier notified the Ford Motor Company about the failure mode on September 22nd, 2025, prompting an investigation. As per the recall documentation filed with NHTSA, the booster's pump motor may experience a mismatch in gain resistors. Coupled with speed dependency, this mismatch can be attributed to variations in the manufacturing process. Back on October 30th of 2025, a stop ship order was enacted on Ford's affected plants. The Ranger and Broncos are both made at the Michigan assembly plant, whereas the Expedition and the Lincoln brand's Navigator haul from the Kentucky truck plant. As for the F-150, internal combustion models are produced at the Dearborn truck plant and the Kansas assembly plant. Not affected by the recall condition, the F-150 Lightning full electric truck used to be made at the Rogue Electric Vehicle Center. Emphasis on used because Ford hasn't said when F-150 Lightning production will resume or if it ever will. Brakes. Lots of brake stuff. This is a new design when it comes to the brake boosters. And I'm up for another break. But when I get back, we'll talk about more brakes. See you soon.
Hi, this is Desi.
This is Melissa.
This is Katrina. Welcome back to your Eagle Energy 76 Country Store.
You already know that we have more than just fuel. We have what fuels you. When you fill up that car or truck of yours with 10 gallons or more, you get your choice of a refreshing fountain drink, fresh brewed iced tea, or coffee.
Each and any size that we offer for free. Just show us your receipt.
We have an amazing amount of food in our deli that's more than just snacks.
Like our delicious mash bowl. That's mashed potatoes, corn, chicken, and cheddar cheese covered in gravy.
Call ahead for anything in the deli and we will have it ready for pickup.
We also offer a complete family meal that you can call in and pre-order or just stop on by.
The family meal includes your choice of 12 pieces of battered fried chicken, 20 fresh mojo potatoes,
and 6 biscuits, all for only $25. Just head to the Eagle Energy Country Store on the corner of Highway 46 East and Golden Hill Road in Paso Robles.
The Eagle Energy Country Store is now open on Saturdays from 10 to 5, serving delicious fresh chicken.
See you at the country store.
We'll see you at the country store.
Hi, my name is Austin Streamland. At Slow Heating and Air, our passion for delivering exceptional quality and service never wavers. We're a family business serving our neighbors with honest service you can trust. We can help you fix, maintain, and install new heating and air conditioning systems.
And if another company says something big's broken,
call us for a second opinion.
805-423-5119. That's 805-423-5119. San Luis Obispo Heating and Air Conditioning, Inc., keeping you in the comfort zone.
Gold is at an all-time high. Now is the time to take your scrap gold and turn it into cash or trade it in for new jewelry at Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles. Take the old or broken bracelets, chains, rings, or trinkets that you never wear and go home with cash in your pocket or get an additional 25% off to use towards a new item. Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry is family-owned and located at 1224 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Paso Robles. Open Wednesday through Saturday.
And Welcome back. You are tuning to Gearhead Radio on AM 1230, KPRL. I appreciate you being here. I'm your host, Jimmy Purdy from Shifting Gears Auto Repair. We are located at 1621 North River Road in Paso Robles. Check us out online at shiftinggears805.com. You can make an appointment right there online. You can also go to Google. There's a little schedule of your next appointment there. Or just give us a call. The number at the shop is 805-238-6202. Bring your vehicle in at any time for a no-cost digital vehicle inspection. With yours truly, we'll send you pictures, videos. All our repairs come with a 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty. Every vehicle gets washed, hand-washed, professionally hand-washed, mind you. We have Uber, Lyft, so bring your vehicle down. We'll get you a ride back home. We can also come pick it up. Complimentary towing for all locals in the area. So if your vehicle is broken down and you're worried about how to get it where you need to go, we take care of the tow for you. Just give us a call. We handle it all. Again, if you're looking for a price on something, no cost to you. Myself and an ASC certified technician will take a look at the vehicle and give you a full written estimate before we do anything. Get it up on the air. We're going to check everything out. We want to make sure that your investment is going into something that needs to be invested in, and that we're not missing anything. You know, and this is a great example when we talk about brakes. You know, a brake job is a brake job, but, you know, calipers aren't looking good. Maybe the brake hoses aren't in the best condition. It's good to get a good picture and a complete video of all that stuff so you know exactly how the vehicle is. Sometimes it's a good idea to do brake pads and rotors. Sometimes it's a good idea to do brake pads, rotors, calipers, and hoses. And a fluid flush. You know, if you're going to spend the money doing a brake system repair, then do it all the way. Don't half-ass it, you know? So we're talking about Ford's recall of their brake boosters that they got going on. So when I started this kind of saga about brakes and the different types that is used to help assist, vacuum boost, hydro boost, kind of the two biggest ones. And the vacuum booster uses the engine vacuum. So when the engine's running, it creates a vacuum on the top of the engine. We can utilize that to then draw vacuum onto the front part of a piston that's on the other side of the brake pedal to help pull that brake pedal when you're hitting the brakes. Now, over the years, car manufacturers have realized that you hit the brakes at an idle and that lowers the engine RPM. Then the engine's got to kind of ramp its speed up to make up the difference because now you're using vacuum of the engine. And so now the fuel economy has gone down. And so there's a lot of vehicles now using an external vacuum pump. And sometimes they're ran off of the belt. Sometimes they're ran off the camshaft of the engine. They've all had different ways of engineering it. And it's basically just another little vacuum pump to help supply some vacuum to that booster. Manufacturers have also realized that, oh, we'll just use the pressure from the power steering pump to push instead of using vacuum from the engine. I think most have come to find that the vacuum is a more efficient way of doing it. You're not having to add more fluid to the system, you know, and then you have more leaks going on. And not to mention the load that the power steering pump puts on the serpentine belt, which is spun by the crankshafts, and now you're using more energy from the engine to turn that. So there's a lot of complex stuff going on there. But vacuum is one of the big ones. But it's still something that manufacturers are trying to figure out how to make it more effective without using fuel from the engine, basically. Because you have to get the energy from somewhere. It's not free. So fuel is where it comes from to turn that kind of stuff. So a lot of them gone to electric assist, which now involves having to use a module of some sort, an ECU, a computer to run that, because now you have electronics and stuff like that's mixed into the system. So this is a good example of new technology coming out and it being engineered cheaply. You know, it's one thing in the 1950s when we had these vehicles come out that were way ahead of their time, right? Like electric windows in the 50s, they still work because they were just way over-engineered because they wanted to show you they could do something cool and that it was going to last. And now in 2025, They're just doing these things just so they can get a tax rebate on their CAFE standards, right? They want a fleet fuel discount. So if they can get the entire fleet of their vehicles under a certain mile per gallon, they get a tax incentive for that. So they're coming up with very cheap and ineffective ways. Well, they're effective. They're lowering the fleet fuel, but cheap and just not the best ways moving forward for the consumer. It's just so they can, you know, get these rebates back. And so they're coming up with stuff that's just like totally, like, that's never going to last. That's definitely not going to last 50 years. You know, an electronic style brake assist, I just don't see that lasting very long. And we've talked before on the show about brake by wire. So they've also talked about, there's patents out there and actual engineers that have gone into eliminating the entire hydraulic system altogether and just having, just like with the throttle cable, getting rid of the throttle cable and just having just wires. So it's just a controller on the floorboard when you hit the gas pedal, and that controls the throttle body. So they want to do that with the brakes. So you just hit the brake pedal, it's an electronic sensor. That sensor sends a signal to the calipers, which squeezes the brakes. Again, that would eliminate all that I just talked about, because there's no load on the engine at all. It's completely bypassing all that. I don't know if I'm comfortable with that, but I wasn't super comfortable with the throttle cables going away, and that seemed to have been very effective. So as it evolves, you never know until we start seeing problems occur. But my point is, maybe it's better to just keep what you got instead of buying something new. I don't know. So there's a lot of technology that's being forced into these vehicles right now, and a lot of it is not for the consumer's sake, right? Some of the AI stuff, some of the self-driving stuff, yeah, I can see that being for the consumer, but for the most part, it's really just trying to be ahead of the curve and show that, look what we did. And I don't know. One of the main questions I get a lot at the shop is the question on, is it worth it, right? And it might be something you're thinking about right now. Is it worth the investment, you know? And the repairs aren't getting cheaper, and cars to buy aren't getting cheaper. Used cars are crazy expensive compared to what I remember them being. So to even get into a used one that you don't really have any history on, that's an odd choice to get rid of your car to buy another used one that you're still going to have to maintain. But these newer ones, we don't know what's going to happen to them, right? This is all brand new stuff that's coming out, and we don't know what it's going to cost. You know, this electric brake booster on this Ford, if this wasn't under warranty or wasn't a recall, and say it happens in 8 years from now, what's a module like that going to cost? You know, some of these modules that we're running across, they're getting to be $5,000-$6,000 for a computer module that then needs to be programmed. And a lot of them now are being synced together, and I won't get too much in the technical stuff of it, but you have to replace all the modules together. You can't reprogram the one computer to then talk to the rest of them. And we all know that there's many, many different computers that control the different parts of the vehicle. And replacing just one, you could then program the rest of the computer to say, hey guys, we got a new one in the house here, so let's program and everyone talk and everyone get along. And now they're one time. They're coded once. So once one of those modules fails, all the rest of the modules in the entire vehicle have to be replaced because they're one time coded. So just, you know, something to think about. And so it's a really difficult question to answer, to say, is it really worth the investment? And all I can do is give you all the information that I get, and then I can just turn that question right back around to you and say, I don't know. What do you think? Is it worth it? I think it might be. Because what's the alternative? What's the cost to replace it is the bigger question. A little food for thought for you. And on that note, I'm going to get off my soapbox here. I appreciate you being here. I look forward to seeing you next Saturday. Enjoy Vine Street or enjoy the Critter Creek Ranch, whatever you end up doing. Happy holidays, everybody. See ya.
Gearhead Radio with Jimmy Purdy is brought to you by Shifting Gears and Paso Robles on River Road. You can trust Jimmy and his team to take care of you and your vehicle the first time, every time. You're listening to The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL 99.3 FM. Paso Robles, Tascadero, and Templeton.